podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Let's talk about Jeremy and his job. What is this job?
There is a spoken rule at my house that I will not unload the dishwasher. I will not do it. I hate it. There's something about it.
Why?
Just, it takes so much time.
It's the easy part.
No, see, I disagree. I feel like the easy part is loading. I'll load that dishwasher 100 times a day if you want me to, as long as you, sweet Nicole, unload it for me beforehand. I do not like doing it. So please just do it for me.
Look, I respect the fact you don't like doing it, but I'm curious as to what is the part of it that you don't like.
I don't even know. I can't explain it. I just do not like doing it. I do not like searching out where everything goes back. I like going
you
from...
You live there. You don't
know,
have to search.
Yeah, but you do. There's a search. There's a process.
That's so funny. You and I could almost live together because I hate loading dishwashers.
Mm-hmm.
I love unloading. It's like a
We're
zen...
total opposite.
Like the silverware?
Yeah.
That is a zen moment for me when I take that silverware thing out of the dishwasher and open up the drawer and I'm putting everything in its place.
It's zen-like. No, see, I go right from sink to dishwasher. One and one.
How do you feel about unpacking for a trip? Because I feel like if you like packing, you don't like unpacking. That seems kind of similar to the dishwasher.
I don't like packing. I like unpacking.
You are just a conundrum.
I'm a mess.
Wrapped in mystery.
I'm a mess. But if that dishwasher is full and it needs unloaded, I will tell Nicole that's not my job.
Okay, here, I got another one for you where you and I are yin and yang.
Mr. Yang.
You love ironing.
I do.
I
hate it.
Cannot stand it.
Yes.
I pay, take every one of my shirts to the dry cleaner. People say, oh, you're wasting money. I'm like, no, it's just like $1.50 to do a shirt.
Have it
and
done.
To me, my time is more valuable than that. To iron 12 shirts?
Yeah, see,
I'll
do that.
That's not my job. If I were to ever move in with some woman again, I would have an agreement with you. You pick out what chore you want me to do, but I am never ironing as long as I'm
you two should live together.
You want to hook up? Let's go. What's for dinner?
Emily, what job is not your job?
And I hate to pull the girl card, but this is always what I tell Adam. I'm taking the trash out on Sunday nights down to the curb because Mondays are trash day.
Yeah.
No, it's not my job. I'm a girl. You're a boy. Stinky trash, stinky boy. You take it down to the curb. I'm not my job.
Yeah.
That's just the way the cookie crumbles.
That doesn't make us bad people, I think. It's just, it's what makes your relationship work, you know? Because there's things that Nicole won't do either.
It's kind of similar
to...
It's kind of similar to knowing your strengths and your weaknesses.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Sure.
It's not exactly the same thing, but it's in the ballpark. And I just know some things that I like doing that are jobs, and there are other ones that I can't stand. So for you, Jeremy, you hate unloading the dishwasher.
Yep.
I hate ironing, and Emily hates taking the trash out. Those are jobs that are not our jobs. I want to start with Gidget. Hi, Gidget.
Hi.
What job is not your job?
Putting away the laundry.
Oh, okay. So that's your partner's job.
Right.
It's pretty good.
So
like,
that
do you
would be
fold
either
it?
My husband or my son. But I will do the laundry. I will not put it away. It will sit on the couch. It will sit on the bed. I won't put it away.
You know, there's. I wonder if there is a psychologist who's listening to our show who can explain. It's kind of like how Jeremy likes loading the dishwasher and I like unloading.
It just feels right.
Some people like doing the laundry. Some like putting it away. There's some sort of, it's a filing thing, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Gentleman caller in our house, he is the dish captain and I am the laundry captain.
Oh, so you've got the whole thing.
Yeah. So we have all of those duties.
He got the better deal, I think.
Gidget, I'm glad you called. Have a great...
If I let my husband or my son do the laundry, I'd end up with all pink clothes.
Sure, of
there
course.
You go.
Or, no, we do it on purpose.
You know, my whites would be blue or something. So I will do the laundry. Yeah. They have to put it away.
I'm
if
glad
not,
you...
Seriously, it'll sit there in a big mountain.
I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you for being on the show. And that is an old trick by guys. Screw up the laundry once or twice, and that way you don't ever have to.
I don't know what I'm throwing.
I'm really curious about line four is Angela. Angela, what is not your job?
My job is not cleaning up poopy underwear.
Skid marks.
Your own or?
No, the kids, like potty training days.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I refuse to do anything related to poop. If it's all over the toilet or if it's in the underwear, I don't do it. But I will I'll just throw up. So my husband does the poop and I do the throw up.
That's gotcha. All right. So you will handle vomit, but not bowel movements.
Fecal.
Exactly.
Okay. I was just really surprised because Emily just put on the screen for you, Angela, it just said poop. And I was like, her job is not poop. And I thought,
how does
that
work?
Be painful.
Do you hold it in?
Your poor husband.
Well, you know, I still have a little boy who's, you know, has some accidents, and those underwear, they stay till daddy gets home, and he does them.
Well, you should just throw them away and buy new.
Yeah,
that's the easiest.
Thanks for calling. Have a fun
You're
day.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. See that? It's not her job.
Yeah. Sometimes that doesn't come out.
Good morning, Shelly.
Oh, my gosh. Good morning.
Good morning. So what's not your job,
Shelly? The poop thing, I can totally relate. My husband cuts him off with scissors.
Does your husband have a problem?
That's great. I think she's talking about her kids.
Oh, yeah. That's too bad.
I wish he would cut him off with scissors.
Just pinch him and drop him into the trash. Yep.
That's really kind of funny. All right. So
that's good.
Your job?
I don't like to put gas in my car because I can't stand smelling like gas.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I get in trouble because my car will be almost always on empty. And if I have to do it, I will. But if I can maneuver it to wait until I know we're going to be driving together,
sure,
I make sure that he has to do the gas.
I got to tell you something. We used to work with somebody who he said his wife never had ever in all their years together had never once put gas in the car. He just did that for her. That was
Smart
his way.
Woman.
That was his way of being romantic to her.
I like that. My husband's that way too. And I got to confess, though, I do feel guilty sometimes. Those jobs that I don't like to do, it almost makes me feel bad that, well, if I don't like to do it, that's kind of being mean that I'm making.
No. Don't look at it that way because, Shelly, everybody is different. We've all got our own quirks. So
yeah,
yours is gas.
I don't like smells. So, you know, that gas stays on you all day. I guess lady with the poop, she's got
Are
a point.
You pouring it on yourself or what is happening with you might be doing it wrong if you
You're doing it wrong.
You don't stand back and try to get it in.
Frankly, so
you put it
probably
in the hole there and then you start it for then yeah.
Here's a little trick for you too in case you have to do it. You know those tiny little things of hand sanitizer?
Yeah.
You want to keep one of those in your car. It's not the big giant one, just a little one that just goes somewhere in your console. And because those things are so foul anyway, I mean all of the
They say it's one of the dirtiest things you can
touch.
Right,
is on a gas handle, but when you get done, you just squirt a little bit on them, and then your hands not only are clean, but they smell fresh.
Like gas and lemon.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, quick hang up.
You're delightful. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for calling.
La, 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 la.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
What job is not your job?
I will not catch mice. If a mouse gets in the house, when we lived in Iowa, if it got in the house, I didn't cook. I didn't do anything until my husband got it, and he has to take it out.
Okay,
yeah,
I guess I can get that. Yeah, mm-hmm. You didn't jump up on a chair, did you? Because that's too much like a cartoon.
No, I didn't. I just basically didn't stay in the house.
You just went shopping. I've got to go shoe shopping.
Yeah. You know, you name it. Sometimes I even looked at hotels.
And you know, when there's one, there's more than one, Lisa. There's never,
they're
never
breeding.
Just one mouse.
They're in the walls.
Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate you calling. Do we have time for one more?
Sure.
All right, we'll take April. Hi, April.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're wonderful. What job is not your job?
Picking up dog poop.
Mm-hmm. Whose job is that?
That was actually my ex-husband. I would mow the lawn. I would pull the weeds, do the laundry, cook, clean, take care of the kids. I would not pick up dog poop.
Mm. So now that he's your ex-husband, do you have a dog?
No, he has them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, perfect.
And I'm single, and I want a dog, but I can't get over the fact that I can't pick up dog poop.
Yeah.
There are companies that will come to your house and pick up your dog poop for you.
I thought about that, too.
That's just kind of lazy,
is that
though.
Really bad?
Yeah.
How much does that cost, though?
Who knows?
No,
nobody
I mean, really,
nobody does
what
that.
Is, no, really. Look, April wants a dog, but she doesn't want to pick up the poop. So, solution, hire one of those companies.
Or you said you have kids.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Put them to work.
Boss them around.
They're two.
They're little slaves. Just put them to work.
Builds character.
Okay, if I get a dog, you guys have to take him out.
Right. Yeah,
that'll work for like the first month.
Right. At least look into it.
I know it's going to end up being my job, and I just have to get over it.
Either that or just at least investigate the cost of the pooper scoopers.
Poop patrol.
Good idea.
I'm glad you called. Have a fun day.
You guys too. Thank you.
And thanks for listening to the show.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.